The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 11-10 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Price.
The best advice. A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price. The best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because we have got an interesting, exciting, wonderful show for you. So put your hand behind your ear and listen up, because here we come.
Okay. And we're nutrition specialists with over a zillion years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway in Kahului, where you have the most amazing formulas, terrific prices, things that are put together organically, interestingly, and safe and marvelous and therapeutically wondrous for you. You can't get them anywhere else. And the prices throughout the store are sales going on all the time. Always kidding you, always doing something wonderful for you, okay?
And what else we got over there? Something you're talking about, Tasty. What did you say about the broth cafe.
The organic broth cafe.
Okay.
And the interaction, the love affair, the constant deep respect. If my knees are pretty good these days with all the great supplements, et cetera, and so forth, because I could bow all the time to the Maui local organic farmers. Every day, the fabulous organic produce brought in for the many variety of dishes that are used at Alive and Well, and also the organic intensive juices that are there too.
And the vortex water that's used
and
in
a vortex
coffee,
water.
Tea, and in the broth.
And
is
in the
made
broth.
With vortex water.
Only the highly oxygenated, the cascading mountain stream type of water where everything's purified, marvelous.
Create this image in your head and you can taste that delicious water.
Right, and free of any kind of chemical, free of any kind of contaminant, and also loaded with the oxygen and rehabilitation. And they even say saving cell availability, detoxification, the structure to the water, strengthening the immune system, all those wonderful things. And you can even fill up your own jugs, your own big glass jugs, with the vortex water. Got terrific ideas that way. Let's start by saying, you know, Dennis and I don't solicit testimonials. We don't make claims. We're not doctors. We don't put people on or off medications or take them off. We are just informants. And the wonderful people that come in and share, we don't even solicit that. They share what the great nutrients and information has done
for
family
ever.
And loved ones. And it's called a testimonial. Okay. And the lady told me that the allergic child in the family took a compound that had a lot of the nutrients together, Allermax 4, all natural and free of any contaminant or any allergen, but it's, again, only supplements, which eliminated all hives and allergies for the allergic child. But also, she said, I want you to know that the other family members who had later got COVID, and the child was the only one that was not even touched by the virus. Everybody was amazed, and they wanted to take the same nutrient that she did.
Well, there were so many health-building components in Allermax, all right? So many of them are what's recommended for boosting the immune system.
Absolutely.
To prevent the COVID to begin with.
Absolutely.
Okay? So it's a double, triple whammy.
It certainly is. Yeah. Okay.
This lady came in. She had a wonderful European accent.
She did. It was very, very exotic.
Yes.
And I should have tried to talk to her with French, because I studied French then.
But you're giving a Slavic accent to
I'm
the
giving
French.
A sloppy accent.
I didn't say sloppy.
You did say sloppy.
I'm talking
I don't talk French sloppily, or my teacher, Madame Holkamp, would have flunked me. Go ahead.
Okay. And this woman who didn't speak French did say how wonderful she felt the pain power took away all of her pain.
And that was the knee pain, the real crippling knee pain, right, dear?
That is so bad. Any pain is bad, but knees and hips especially, because you got to get upstairs. You got to go down. You got to do all kinds of physical things in life. And when the knees and the hips go out, it's not the most pleasant picture in the world.
Right, and the pain power. Could you say a word or two about how magnificent that combination is?
Well, she said it. She said it took away all of her
power,
pain.
All nutrients,
yeah.
All good stuff, no allergens.
And it works with enzymes as
right.
well. Enzymes are the crux of all good metabolism, okay? There's so many enzymatic functions, enzymatic reactions in your body. That from the minute cellular components all the way up to your brain and your heart and everything else that happens. But it also contains the major anti-inflammatory extract from turmeric.
Absolutely.
And when you get that major anti-inflammatory 2,000 times more effective than turmeric.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's proven to be.
It's called curcumin.
Curcumin.
And this is the highest quality curcumin in the world is combined with the enzymes, which amplify the curcumin's benefits
right.
from top to bottom.
That's right. And, you know, the sweet gal, she's really wonderful. She said she had to tell me that her extreme vaginal dryness, this was, again, she's getting into the 40s. Abnormal pap smear that she'd had continually were all perfect now due to the natural estriol and natural progesterone creams. She said over and over that she feels so much happier and better in every way and uplifted. And now, medically, her pap smear is perfect. She's perfect on it. But her happiness, her joyfulness, or what? And you know, we saw this throughout the years with these wonderful creams and natural progesterone, et cetera. We saw this so absolutely through the years. And when we were in Florida, so many of the ladies took it and they would be together laughing and saying, "This saved my life. This gave me life. I love my life. This is my life." And I kept hearing that. You kept hearing that. So many times I said, "Dan, this is the song that I have to write. I love my life. This gave me life. This is my life. This is my, you know, it should be in a song. It should be in a song."
Well, you
the
did
natural.
It. You did
I
a
did.
Terrific song.
Well, and you know that then it's amazing what those two incredible creams can do. And just based on dealing with one that we're talking about, natural progesterone, I just want to mention, too, that Dr. Joseph Mercola said, and again, we saw this even when our daughter lost the first baby that she whom she was pregnant with. Later, we told her about the progesterone cream and one of its great, the word actually meaning promoting a healthy pregnancy.
Progestation.
Progestation, preventing that heavy bleeding mm-hmm. that can cause the loss. And he
and the heavy
even,
bleeding, heavy bleeding is a result of excessive estrogen.
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
You're and absolutely the, right. And Dr. Joseph Mercola says natural progesterone for miscarriage prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And he does all the reports. I'm just going to do the intro. His story at a glance, fact checked, the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence has recommended women who experience bleeding early in pregnancy and have had a miscarriage be offered natural progesterone in the transdermally to reduce the risk of losing another pregnancy. The guidance is based on research evidence that shows progesterone can prevent 8,450 miscarriages every year.
Whoa, mama.
Wow, all of that losses. Isn't that incredible?
That is incredible.
And they goes on and on explaining that action and then stressing that it has to be transdermal through the skin, just as leading doctors, Dr. Lee, Dr. famous TV doctor, and also Dr. Niels Larson, OBGYN, head of Mount Sinai, said the same thing, through the skin so the cells can receive it. Go
and
ahead.
And Dr. Larson said, take this as a before you even try to start a family, start using the cream to get your regular cycle, which enhances the the fertilization of the egg and the pregnancy itself.
Right, ovulation.
And
too.
To maintain the right. pregnancy.
Yes, it does.
He used the cream to maintain throughout the pregnancy.
Yes, and okay. he has instructions, and we can get that.
Such an incredible product. And it isn't just for girls and ladies.
Wow, I was hoping you were going to tell about how it's the girls, that we are not being sexist about this, right? The boys can get on the same bandwagon.
Boys
here.
Can't.
Boys?
No.
Guys.
Boys, well, elderly guys.
Not elderly.
No
it's
longer
actually
boys.
In the 40s.
Okay.
It's in the 40s. That get on the bandwagon.
Yeah. Yes,
and Dan's going to share what this story is about.
Well, you know, everybody goes through hormonal changes in life. Women go through perimenopause, that's premenopause, and they go through menopause, and those are pretty hectic years, emotionally, physically, and mentally, okay? Men go through the same thing. They don't talk about it. It's kind of embarrassed to even talk about it because their testosterone is changed. In the mid to late 40s, things start to go counter to what men want it to go. And that is that there's an enzyme called 5-alpha reductase, which the body starts to create. And that starts to convert testosterone into estrogens. Whoa!
And swells up the prostate and does a lot of bad stuff, right, dear?
It sure do that. But men always say, but I'm a male. I shouldn't be making estrogen. All right? But they do. We do. We all do. And it gets even more complicated the older you get, the more the estrogen rises and the more prostate problems occur. It affects you emotionally, physically, sexually, all the way down the line. So here, although estrogen is typically a female hormone, men have some amounts of estrogen and progesterone. Women have estrogen and testosterone. Men have testosterone and estrogen.
Ooh.
But as we get on in life, the testosterone is being converted into more estrogen and dihydrotestosterone, both of which cause prostate complications and emotional complications.
And also the ability to perform sexually, too, is affected.
That's what I said, yeah.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
When a man typically reaches his 40s, both progesterone and testosterone levels begin to decline. This is when a man can become estrogen dominant.
That's the term.
Symptoms of estrogen dominance over men include weight gain, loss of sex drive, erectile dysfunction, infertility, fatigue, brain fog. Any of these ring a bell? Whoa!
Woo!
Okay. Insomnia, irritability. Grouchy old man. That's a typical response.
We don't have to make a movie about it, one or two movies about that, do we?
Why do men always become grouchy when they get older?
I don't know anything about grouchy old men, do I, Gary?
Mm.
I don't know anything. I've been living with this guy for a lot of years, but I don't know about grouchy old men, right?
Of course you don't.
No.
Because he's never grouchy.
That's
the problem.
No.
He
okay.
uses the bioidentical.
I think you better keep reading that list, honey.
He uses the happy PMS.
The natural progesterone cream is for men. There's one for men,
That's exactly
too.
What
exactly.
it is.
Exactly. It's got its own name.
So the irritability, the insomnia, the man boobs, the depression, the anxiety, the fear, all of these things are from what? Losing your sense of identity as a male and acquiring a sense of something that's neuter at best. But that's because the estrogen levels are rising.
Right.
And to counteract that, what you do is use the happy PMS.
There's a male counterpart that has the male's name on it, and it's really focusing on the prostate to a large extent.
That's
because the estrogen rising up causes a swollen prostate.
It's the same formula as the women's formula. It is bioidentical progesterone, which neutralizes what? Excessive estrogens. And also builds what? Brain tissue. And healthy bones, and all kinds of invigorating, manly kind of things that you had before, okay?
Right, and you don't have to urinate 60 times a night either.
Yes, for
Go
sure.
Go ahead.
Estrogen stimulates the cell growth and causes prostate enlargement, prostate cancer, and even breast cancer in men. Excess estrogen in men can also raise the risk of heart disease and osteoporosis.
Well, and progesterone, one of the main things, so even that Dr. John Lee and others, and even the famous doctor and all Niels Larsen said, one of the main things also that progesterone does is that the bone-building cells are the osteoblasts. They have a mouth, an opening. Cells have an opening for the one food that makes them able to do what they do. And the only food that makes the bone-building cells, osteoblasts, able to convert minerals to bone is progesterone.
Indeed it
when
is.
When you stop making that, you lose your bones because the cells, you know, can't do their job.
No. And you can also combine that with vitamin K2.
Absolutely.
Vitamin K2 is renowned for removing calcium from your arteries and capillaries, the deposits, and reestablishing it, redepositing it in your bones where it belongs. And the bioidentical progesterone cream enhances that entire function. It's just remarkable.
It really is. What a list, huh?
Indeed, it's a list.
What a list it is. And so it's really great to be able to know about that.
So the progesterone is the anti-cancer, bone-building, brain-rejuvenating hormone, safe to use, anti-cancer, building bone, building brains, and building a happy life.
And what is the other one? I don't know if it was just the French doctors, but I know they did a major report on that. They did a major report on natural progesterone. The cells that make myelin are called Schwann cells. I love the idea of the Schwann. I always see swans in my eye. I miss the swans. Anyway, but the Schwann cells are the cells that make myelin. That's the nerve conduction between the cells. Mm-hmm. When myelin breaks down, you can suffer from ALS, you know, Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's, brain deterioration. So making myelin so that the cells, the nerve cells, can get the messages back and forth. The cells that make that myelin, the Schwann cells, have only one food that makes them able to do it. Natural progesterone.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Thank you, Dr. Lee.
Thank you. And, you know, and the French doctors, too. You know, I applaud another very leading doctor, Dr. Frank Schallenberger, MD, because he's really emphasizing, understanding how serious this problem can be, and especially as one gets older. But it can also be for many other reasons. And he says, what causes hearing loss in the first place? Your inner ear contains over 15,000 tiny hair cells.
Got that?
Woo!
Who's counting?
Maybe Schallenberger is busy doing that. I don't know. Over time, these sensory hair cells become damaged. This usually happens after decades of being exposed to loud noises in a variety of manners. But that's not all, he said. Ear infections, circulation problems, high blood pressure, medication, and injuries can affect your hearing too, and without warning. Exciting studies show that in most cases, certain nutrients not only repair hearing loss, but reverse it. Together, these compounds restore damaged hair cells, increase circulation to your ears, silence ringing and buzzing, improve auditory, that's hearing, nerve function, and repair noise-induced hearing loss. One of the best nutrients for improving hearing loss caused by exposure to loud noises is this one. Just how well does it work, says Dr. Schallenberger? Just ask the U.S. Marines. Soldiers with hearing loss are twice as likely to miss a target and 25% more likely to be killed. And they experience much more hearing loss when they're exposed to firing, et cetera, firing.
And the noises of combat.
Government scientists conducted a six-month study on the benefits of a natural remedy for hearing loss. And they tested it on the toughest group of all. 1,000 Marines at Camp Pendleton who were undergoing rifle training. That's the thing. At the beginning of the study, the scientists gave 600 Marines an amino acid called N-acetylcysteine. The other 400 were given a placebo. The Marines took hearing tests before and after the rifle training. Result? The scientists were shocked to find that 70% of the Marines taking N-acetylcysteine had far less hearing loss, at least 60 to 70% less hearing loss.
Yeah.
Would you also read what he goes on to say about the dynamic duo that repairs damaged inner ear cells and improves your range of hearing?
Would I do that?
Please do it for me, kid.
I'm doing it.
Okay.
Okay, the Dynamic Duo repairs damaged inner ear cells and improves your range of hearing. Word for word, folks, here it comes. Two remarkable nutrients, alpha-lipoic acid and acetyl L-carnitine. Our alpha-lipoic acid, which is a 100% natural form, okay, is an antioxidant that's made in the body and is found in every cell. But here's what makes it so unique. While other antioxidants work only in water, our alpha-lipoic acid is both fat and water soluble. So, excuse me. So, it can protect every muscle, organ, and tissue in the body. What's more, it can easily penetrate the blood-brain barrier, so it targets free radical damage in your brain, in your ears, and the nervous system. Meanwhile, acetyl L-carnitine is an amino acid that increases energy production in the mitochondria, those power plants in your cells. Every cell has mitochondria. Think of your mitochondria as the furnace that fires up cellular energy. As you age, your body produces less and less acetyl L-carnitine. Plus, its levels are further depleted from weird diets and insufficient nutrition. When mitochondria don't get the fuel they need, it's like a car running on empty. When this mitochondrial fall-off affects your ears, hearing loss then sets in. So, together, our alpha-lipoic acid and acetyl L-carnitine are a terrific team for improving the range, volume, and sensitivity of your hearing.
Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that terrific?
And the hard science of practicality on the rifle range and the grenade.
Terrific. And I really admire the top scientists doing that in the military and doing that.
Of course.
And also how the different aspects of hearing were helped by all three of the top players over there.
NAC, R. Alpha Lipoic, acetyl L-carnitine.
I was talking with a great guy just the other day, and we were talking. He says, tell me the benefits of R. Alpha Lipoic and acetyl L-carnitine. I kept talking. I kept running after him. I said, there's more. Wait, you haven't heard this. Wait. He said, how can so many things be attributed to these two great nutrients? I said, power players.
There you go.
Power players. Good grief. And talk about, you know what's often forgotten, and I'm very grateful to this leading doctor, Al Sears, MD, for bringing this out. Because the wonderful mushroom extracts and what they can do. And before I even read that, remember too that Japanese physicians, what became leading in the fight against cancer many, many, many years ago, and they had all their results and they kept with these leading mushroom mycelia where they established with all their clinical trials that they tripled natural killer cells to fight cancer cells and bacteria, viruses, et cetera. And so here's a report by Al Sears, and he talks individually and also collectively. He says, a Himalayan mushroom called cordyceps. I've often talked about that before. We talk about it.
Oh,
how
sure.
It helps. One of the aspects of cordyceps that growing up in that Himalayan mountains where climbers and people who lived there had very little oxygen. And the cordyceps that was there in the great divine plan, come on, here was one of the definitions, enabled people to breathe in rarefied atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Where there was less oxygen, you could take much more oxygen. Helped asthmatics dramatically, COPD. And I know I was an asthmatic, and it was one of the things that really helped me.
It's a major lung nutrient.
It really is. So here it is. I'm sorry, Dr. Sears, I got diverted over there. A Himalayan mushroom called cordyceps. This is the doctor saying, I'm not making a claim. This natural cancer killer, says the doctor, not Mona, has been used to treat patients successfully for thousands of years. And today's research backs this, how effective the natural version is. Researchers have found that cordyceps can exert anti-tumor effects in several ways. These mushrooms can inhibit the growth of many, and he has clinical studies cited for every statement, medical clinical. Inhibit the growth of many types of human cancer cells, including lung, colon, skin, and liver cancer. Stop or slow tumor growth in animals with lymphoma, melanoma, and lung cancer. study, strengthen the immune system and increase natural killer cells, the Japanese doctor. This makes it easier and more effective for your body to fight cancer. I'll give this to you in a second, honey. It also helps reverse, and he gives the whole thing, reverse side effects associated with cancer chemotherapies, including leukopenia. The low white blood cell count decreases the disease-fighting leukocytes in your blood. Decrease tumor size in lung cancer patients by 46%.
That's the one mushroom.
Right.
And cordyceps.
And then he goes on for a whole list. I'm going to give this to you right now. And this is Trust Nature's Proven Anti-Cancer Powerhouse of Medicinal Mushrooms. And he says, for generations, Asian healers have relied on medicinal mushrooms to treat every health condition under the sun. Medicinal mushrooms have dozens of uses for revitalizing tonics, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and atherosclerosis. And could you please read on top of all this, my dear?
On top of all this?
My dear.
Here he goes, folks. On top of all that, says the doctor, they have truly spectacular cancer-fighting abilities, and for the last 50 years, they've been used as registered anti-cancer drugs in Japan and China.
Nutrients, right. They have to call them drugs. That's right. And Big Pharma, the whole point of his article, Big Pharma is trying to make synthetic versions and stop the sale of the natural medicinal mushrooms.
Of course.
Go right ahead.
Going on, the doctor says, now these mushrooms are different than the ones that are on top of your pizza. They contain powerful compounds that make them as effective as chemotherapy drugs. But
says the doctors
without
in clinical.
The horrible life-draining side effects of the drugs.
Not us saying it.
Again, multiple studies show that cancer patients can use medicinal mushrooms to, one, kill cancer cells, two, shrink tumors, three, improve chemotherapy results, four, reduce effective chemotherapy doses, five, counteract chemotherapy toxicity, six, improve immune system function, seven, extend the lifespan of the patient, and eight, prolong remission of the cancer. Practitioners have used medicinal mushrooms for centuries, specifically to fight cancer for more than 50 years in Asia alone.
Right, and you know, remembering too, the point that was made, and the Japanese doctor said, they were targeting the cancer, but they were also saying, by tripling your natural killer cells, you fight all disease, all infections.
That's right. That's right.
That's the point, too.
He goes on to say, this medicinal mushroom have a literal lifesaver, is our literal lifesaver for cancer patients, along with increasing survival rates and prolonging survival time. Turkey tail mushroom also improves immune function and quality of life.
And it's not the literal.
Even in the end stage cancer patients.
Right.
End stage is you're on your way out, folks.
I know that. But isn't that interesting? They're not talking about a real turkey tail. They're not talking about
a
turkey. It's a mushroom.
That's right.
I think it's maybe the mushroom looked like a turkey tail. That's me saying, okay? So maybe the mushroom looked like that. And, one of the big leaders here, Dan, and in the next minute I'm going to give this to you. Two big players. He says, Reishi. Now, that's spelled R-E-I-S-H-I, and again, doctor reporting and clinical trials cited. Reishi, known as the mushroom of immortality.
Whoa.
Not saying it. Mona didn't say it. But, that sounds a little interesting to me since I'm a little over 25.
Just a little.
Just a little. So, the mushroom of immortality has been used for centuries to heal illness and protect against future disease. Studies, and quoted, show that Reishi works against many types of cancer, invasive prostate, melanoma, aggressive breast cancer, study. It also protects patients from the ravages of standard cancer treatments that damage immune system. But these studies also found that Reishi boosts immune function and response in lung cancer patients being treated with chemo or radiation, reduce the number and size of tumors in colon cancer patients, decrease fatigue, and improve emotional and physical well-being in breast cancer patients undergoing therapy, brought on lasting remissions in patients with liver cancer.
That's a biggie. Liver cancer is a major one.
And could you please, dear, because I'm going to give this right to you, maitake also is called the king of mushrooms. King. Why don't they call it the queen of mushrooms? Don't get sexist about it.
Because it's super macho mushroom.
I don't care. Call it the king and queen of mushrooms. Has been used across Asia for centuries as both food and medicine for enhancing the function, making it a go-to treatment. Okay, can you read what he says about maitake right there?
Your taki. Maitake mushroom, the doctor says, contains a powerful compound called defraction that gets a lot of research attention, especially overseas. Defraction contains tons of healing beta-glucans, but it's still just one part of maitake. And the whole mushroom provides a wealth of benefits for cancer patients, including it activates natural killer cells and powers up their attacks on cancer. It also stimulates a protein called tumor necrosis factor alpha, which shuts down blood vessels that tumors create. Ooh, that's
good.
Wow.
Remember, we hear that so often about the tumor necrosis factor, how important it is to kill the source of life for those cancer cells.
And the cancer cells create their own circulation. It's incredible.
Amazing.
And this one knocks them out. And it goes on to say that it also boosts the population of special T cells to help the immune system fight the cancer and reduces oncogenesis, the process where healthy cells turn into cancer cells. It reduces that by 26%.
Wow.
It also decreases toxic effects of chemotherapy.
Again, too.
Prevents metastases so cancer can't spread from one organ to another.
Right.
That combination of actions has a profound effect for cancer patients, and research shows that treatments with maitake decreases cancer symptoms and tumor size in 58% of liver cancer patients, 63% of lung cancer patients, 69% of breast cancer patients, and turning the page.
Yes, that's so absolutely. Yes, it's so absolutely critical.
And there's a just published mega analysis of 24 studies.
Now, mega analysis means a whole host of scientific medical studies.
Okay. And the mega-analysis of 24 different studies, only published in English, concluded that maitake is a potential treatment for tumors and clinical trials. It goes on to talk about chaga mushrooms.
Right. And chaga. And that always sounds like a dance to me, Dan. Chaga, 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 chaga. Right, Gary? Sing it with me. Chaga. Gary's dancing. Chaga, well, chaga, chaga.
You got rhythm. I don't hear that.
Dan, chaga a little bit for all of us. If anything could get you dancing, it should be chaga. Come on, Dan. Dance the chaga.
I'm going to try.
Not the tango.
Okay,
I know what it is. Chaga sounds like cha-cha. Cha-cha.
Uh-huh.
When I was growing up, my parents, when they go out every weekend and everything, and the guys and gals would dance, you know.
The cha-cha.
It was always the cha-cha. It was a one, two, one, two, three. One, two, one, two, three.
But as an herbalist, you didn't do the cha-cha.
I didn't do.
You do the chaga-chaga.
I chaga-chaga. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Why didn't I know that? Anyhow, going back to, I'm sorry, Dr. Sears. Back to you. Chaga. You never expect this odd-looking fungus that grows on wild birch trees to contain a pharmacy's worth of anti-cancer compounds. Chaga comes packed with betulin and betulinic acid drawn from the birch tree. These two unique compounds rank among nature's most powerful cancer fighters. And together with the other healing substances in chaga, they prevent and treat cancer. And here's again his definition with all the clinical trials. Research shows that this potent mushroom can fight cancer by 1. Stopping tumor formation, 2. Preventing development of tumor-supporting blood vessels, 3. Stopping cancer cells from growing and multiplying, 4. Preventing cancer cells from spreading, metastases. And in another miraculous study, scientists found that chaga shrunk lung cancer tumors by 60% in just 3 weeks. Plus, that was an animal study. But plus it also decreased cancer spread by 25%. Chaga works effectively, says the doctor in the quotes trials, against leukemia, thyroid cancer, pancreatic cancer, melanoma, and many others. Wow. What a story, right, dear?
It all comes back to what really works.
That's exactly right. And do you know, I'm so glad that Hawaii isn't left out of this whole thing.
Hmm.
Would you dance a little Hawaiian dance right now?
Oh, the hula hula.
You know, Hawaii is therapy for in so many different levels. It's a miracle on so many different levels, as are the people. But none of the great Hawaiian dancers has ever gotten you to do Hawaiian dance.
No, they haven't.
Okay, Hawaiian dancers, show up at the store and get dance to dance, okay?
Oh.
Hula hula?
Please, no.
Hula hula?
No, spinning, twirling torches, okay?
No.
Not in the store.
Was it Arthur Godfrey who used to always play?
The ukulele.
The ukulele, and he would play the Hawaiian song every single night when we used to watch as a kid, the Arthur Godfrey show.
What was the song he played?
I asked you that question rhetorically.
Yeah. I didn't think you really knew it.
I think that's what he sang. I don't know where that came into my mind. If I'm wrong, please forgive me. But here's the thing, the reason I bring this up, and thank you, Dr. Mercola, for stating this, is what is that magnificent plant, and this is a very great connection here, what is that magnificent plant grown organically in Hawaii, astaxanthin? And Dr. Mercola says in his article here with all a big thing, how to help prevent a cytokine storm.
Let's get into this.
And this is the abbreviation, then he goes into it. I'm quoting Dr. Mercola, fact check, clinical trial cited. Part of what makes, doctor says, COVID-19 such a dangerous disease in severe cases is because it can trigger a cytokine storm reaction, leading to sepsis, organ failure, and death. Astaxanthin, a potent antioxidant supplement derived from microalgae, has many health effects that render it an ideal candidate as an adjunct additional therapy against COVID-19. Astaxanthin, quoting him, is a powerful antioxidant, immune booster, anti-inflammatory, neuroprotector, and immunomodulatory, modulating immune system, with bacterial and anti-apoptotic effects. Apoptotic? Astaxanthin blocks oxidative DNA damage, lowers C-reactive protein and other inflammation biomarkers, inhibits cell death in alveoli epithelial cells. In other words, it helps to prevent the death of the breathing cells in the lungs.
The alveoli, yes.
That's right. Modulates the immune response and much more. Studies have shown, says the doctor, that it alleviates cytokine storms, acute lung injury, acute respiratory syndrome, and sepsis, you know, the poisoning of the whole system, all of which are common in cases of serious COVID infection, dear. So, you know... Just to do a summary here, too, okay? A summary here about astaxanthin. It's very interesting. Would you read the rationale for using astaxanthin, okay?
Okay. Importantly, as explained in this research paper, astaxanthin has a very unique molecular structure that allows it to penetrate the bilayer membrane of cells. The ability to quench reactive oxygen species and free radicals in both the inner and outer layers of the cellular membranes allows it to provide superior protection against oxidative stress. That works right along with other antioxidants,
yes.
like the vitamin C and the quercetin and
absolutely.
The NAC plus,
of course,
and
which
the zinc,
constantly in the
all
news.
Those things work hand in glove with each other. Okay, he goes on to say that vitamin E and beta carotene, for example, only work on the inner side of the structures. Vitamin C only works on the outer side. What's more, when they work together, they work get everything covered. Astaxanthin is also known to protect pancreatic beta cells by reducing oxidative stress.
Whoa!
And by reducing sugar toxicity. Sugar again.
Can I say one thing? So many, we've had a number of wonderful people, and I didn't realize that connection, say, how can I really support my pancreas in a lot of different ways? This shows that it's a big supportive mm-hmm. and protective mm-hmm. nutrient. Astaxanthin. Go ahead.
The oxidative stress, beta cells. It also improves the levels of adiponectin and HDL and enhances blood flow and circulation. He goes on to say that increasing evidences indicate that dysregulation of cytokines in acute inflammation is the most important step in mediating, amplifying, and perpetuating the process of sepsis. Goes on.
On and
it's
on.
It's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
So, and that's, the again, the cytokine storm is what they refer to that occurs, excessive inflammation that occurs in relationship to the infection that's imposing on them. And they call it a cytokine storm because they compare it to the storm that's it's excessive cytokines, which create an excessive amount of mucus in the lungs, and that's what eventually you can't breathe, so that's what kills you. But the right. cytokine storm, we mentioned this once before about the perfect storm.
Right.
The movie, okay?
Yes.
I don't remember, George Bababababab was a sailor, and the storm was coming. He, as a sailor, you know that if they get 50-foot seas coming from the south, from the north, and a hurricane coming from the south, you do not go out to sea. You go to Joe's Bar. You go home and go to bed, but you don't get on the boat. Okay, because right. that's a perfect storm, which means kaput, you're out of here.
That's right, absolutely.
Well, the cytokine storm is excessive inflammatory raging fire in the lungs, which is in response to the infection. The mushrooms and other and vitamin C and D and all the other nutrients put out the fire.
And that's exactly what Dr. Blaylock says. He has a big report here. And always with Dr. Blaylock, he has all these clinical trials, Archives of Internal Medicine, Clinical Journal of Internal Medicine, Neuropsychopharmacal, on and on all of that. And he says just what you were saying, dear. And he antioxidants and anti-inflammatories that fight infections. And he starts it out by saying the curcumin extract in the high absorption form with bioperine, which is mm-hmm. one of the main players in pain power.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main powerful antioxidant and anti-inflammatory, reduces the effects of major inflammatory cytokines.
That's it, the cytokine storm.
Thank you, pain power.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly those associated with COVID infections, says Blaylock, and the vaccines. It has been shown to be very powerful protective effects against cytokine storm. The next thing he says is quercetin. And the high absorption form of quercetin is shown very effective against COVID-19 and acetylcysteine, which creates glutathione, one of the cell's most important protective molecules. It protects against graphene oxide, found in many vaccines. I didn't know that. B vitamins are very important. He says vitamin E, vitamin C, and very high potency magnesium citrate. And another one he says that people don't seem to realize. Super omega-3 oils with high EPA and DHA. Has to be high concentrated, all right? And this is powerful anti-inflammatory, selenium.
Again, anti-inflammatory.
That's
anti-inflammatory,
right.
Anti-inflammatory. Right. All disease emanates, says the medical community, from a chronic inflammatory state.
That's right.
That chronic inflammatory state compromises your immune capabilities and provides a perfect environment for the birthing and growing of all, spell that, capital A, capital L, capital L, all disease emanates from a chronic inflammatory state.
That's exactly right. Supported also, Leslie says, with selenium, zinc, and vitamin D3, it's a powerful player. And take 15,000 of D3 for severe deficiencies and 5,000 to 10,000, again, daily of mm-hmm. vitamin D3 to boost the immune system to fight all types of things. And he also says probiotics are a big help and booster. So that's great. And he's very much passionate, shall I say, about the importance, and he often writes articles about things like the cardio Q10, which he says reduces death from heart attack so dramatically, mm-hmm. etc. And, you know,
and combine that with the super omega-3.
That's right.
The EPA and DHA.
That's right. He says CoQ10 improves heart function in the cardio form. Is a naturally occurring substance found in every cell of the body. It improves cardiac output, stroke volume, ejection fraction, and cardiac index. Most studies have focused on patients with moderate congestive heart failure, but studies found that giving CoQ10 a day to advanced heart failure patients improved symptoms in 82% of the patients. Another finding was equally impressive. 2 years after CoQ10 therapy, the survival was 62% compared to 25% for patients using conventional medical treatment. The best thing, he says, about CardioQ10, there are no side effects. It is completely safe in any amount.
In any amount. And what is so incredible is that the CardioQ10 is a unique formulation. It is unique because it is a patented form from Kaneka, the manufacturer in Japan, which makes it the most unique formula at all for what? A major antioxidant for knocking out all the different contributing factors which lead to heart conditions, lung conditions, brain conditions. It reduces inflammation dramatically, improves the mitochondrial feeding of every cell in your body by improving the blood circulation, oxygen delivery. It's an amazing product. And as Dr. Blaylock says, there are no side effects. It's incredible. Phenomenal.
That is incredible.
And the older you get, the more you should take. There's another physician, I believe it was Mercola, who said that by the age of 30, your own production of CardioQ10 is no longer in existence. When you're conceived...
Sinatra said it too. I'm sorry, famed cardiologist also said that.
When you're conceived, when you're a young person, your body makes this CardioQ10. It creates it. It creates all those wonderful things that make you youthful, young, energetic, strong, adventurous, all the good things in life. But as we reach the age of 25, 27 years of age, all that good stuff starts to taper off. And there's a leveling off period of about 5 years, and by age of 30, the doctors say, you should start taking the CardioQ10.
Absolutely.
And increase it as you get older.
Exactly. You know, Blaylock also reports about one of the main things that you see today, not just today, but today with all the things going on, things have risen to a high level of stress, anxiety, depression, panic, mm-hmm. etc. And he does not leave the article without saying about the supplements that relieve anxiety and depression, and talking about the super pure fish oils has been shown to demonstrate in that. And the other one was curcumin, has also been shown, he says, to increase resilience against a condition called chronic social defeat stress.
Whoa, I never heard that term.
I never have it. Chronic social defeat stress. So, cites the clinical trial. He's just doing it briefly. And taurine, we know that. This amino acid is used by the brain to calm excitation. I'm a huge believer in taurine. L-theanine, thank you to the Japanese physicians that learned that was a wonderful amino acid from the green tea leaves, no caffeine, that raises dopamine, the feel-good hormone. And he says here, L-theanine has been shown to reduce stress and anxiety and improve learning. Yes, because the serotonin level it stops cravings, but it also increases mental focus. That's why it became a leader for children and also adults in Japan for ADHD, all mm-hmm. kinds of stress-related and anxiety-related conditions.
It reduces even in all those negative chemicals in your brain, which make you anxious and fearful and unable to concentrate.
That's right. And here's, again, the power player. We just talked about it with hearing. It's great for the heart. It's great for cognitive power. Thank God we learned that from the European physicians. It's a lead player for that, along with RAL, alpha-lipoic. But here, Dr. Blaylock is reporting that acetyl-L-carnitine. Now, remember, acetyl is the key word here. I'm commenting first. Passes the blood-brain barrier, passes the heart barrier, passes the liver barrier, you know?
And all carnitine aids in the development of connective tissue, muscle, and normal a normal metabolism. But the acetyl form is the form that can get through the blood-brain barrier and bring those rejuvenating effects to the brain itself and the whole mental process.
And to the heart and to the liver. Acetyl L-carnitine, says Dr. Blaylock, and he's recommending taking it 3 times a day to reduce depression, especially in older people and people with comorbid conditions. Comorbid conditions? Mm-hmm. That sounds like a horror thing, comorbid conditions.
Well, that's pretty deathly.
That's right. And he's talking about the other things. And so that's very exciting.
Comorbidities has gained a lot of attention recently because of all the COVID complications. Most of the COVID disasters are from people who have diabetes or obesity or heart condition or cancer, and then they get the infection, and they're gone very fast.
Yeah, and he likes this herb Shizandra. Have you heard much about that one? Mm-hmm. Shizandra? It sounds like a name for a beautiful woman or something like that. Shizandra. I wish my mother had known
Scheherazade.
That. Maybe I would like, oh, that's right. What was Scheherazade? Oh, gosh.
Who was Scheherazade?
Wasn't that, I try to remember. Oh, dear friends, come in and tell us who Scheherazade was, okay? But he says here the many benefits of Shizandra has been used in China for thousands of years for many conditions, respiratory, cardiovascular, and insomnia. Woo! And it has antidepressant effects and is evidence it can aid in insomnia. Very addition. It also helps stimulate protein synthesis in muscles and could be used to help reverse muscle atrophy. Now, that's very interesting.
It's incredible.
Shizandra.
Nutrition. I mean, look at nutrition. All the benefits you get from nutrients, but you don't get those from drugs. Drugs create terrible side effects. Yes, they can reduce symptoms. Thank God they can reduce symptoms. But they create other symptoms, other complications. And does it ever occur to somebody to ask, why is heart disease still the leading cause of death in the United States? I mean, the drug cartel has a complete monopoly on heart disease. You do everything, take all these drugs, and still nearly 700,000 people a year are dying of heart disease. Why is that? These doctors talk about strengthening the heart, renewing, restoring proper metabolism and energy production.
Wow, and all the, Fanatic Organics, that's why we talk to you, have that one, are part of that wonderful broth cafe at Alive and Well. You can always call the 877-4950. You can have, your orders will be ready for you. You can come in and order if you like, whatever's convenient for you. Any of those things, you'll get 877-4950. It'll all be ready, even if you're having big parties, anything like that.
Or on the app, go to Broth at Alive and Well. And it gives you the menu, gives you the whole schmear right there. You place your order, tell them when you want to pick it up, and it'll be ready the minute you walk in the door.
And everybody is ecstatic about the wonderful taste, the wonderful organics. It's great prices, and again, organic across the board. The beautiful organic juices, don't forget, high concentration only in glass, the juices, the Vortex Power Water, and call the 877-4950 if you want to sit down and talk to Dennison or to me. Not doctors, don't pretend to be. Don't put people on or off medication, doctor's area. But there's never a charge. But if you want great information, we can share to you what doctors have learned in clinical trials. We can sit in this beautiful, comfortable area. Call 877-4950 and make a time that's convenient for you. No charge, no obligation, but we care about you, and we want to share all the goodies that we can. And that's the whole thing about Alive and Well and the broth at the cafe and the Vortex water and the organic juices. It's all about the great goodies to keep you alive and well.
And this is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well. In Kahului. Aloha.